I'm proud to be an actuary. I'm proud to represent all members as president of the Actuaries Institute for 2017. This brief message sets out some of my particular areas of interest and what I'm hoping to achieve. Those of you who know me won't be surprised to hear that these revolve around people. For much of my career, I've been involved with the recruitment and career management of actuaries. This has been highly rewarding at a personal level. For example, I was recently contacted by a senior actuary who recalled me making a presentation when they were a university student. And I've informally mentored a number of junior analysts who are now in senior and influential positions. Actuaries are well positioned to make a contribution and provide valued advice in the area of complex systems. They bring a holistic view, consider a wide range of parameters, but are able to dive into the detail and understand key drivers. In my experience, actuaries who are able to develop strong communication, influencing and leadership skills, on top of their technical actuarial qualification, are well positioned for their career and to make a contribution to business and society. I've had the opportunity to observe changes in the work environment, in the education, in industry, and in the professional expectations of actuaries. I intend to use this experience, along with council members and HQ, in order to help position the profession and the Institute for the future. We need to think about where and how we work. We need to think about whether the skills that we value today are those that we will need for the future in order to compete in the global markets to which we belong. For the profession and individuals to be successful in the 21st century, we need to think differently. We need to embrace change more quickly. Our members continue to be the best advocates for the profession. Many of our members are working in traditional fields and adapting their skills as these areas evolve. Others are taking their skills into new areas. One of the joys of my work has been advising individuals and giving them the courage and the confidence to make a change and move into a new area where they found satisfaction. Individual actuaries can break down barriers to entry in new fields. For the profession to do so, we need to ensure that the actuary brand is top of mind and that we are respected for high quality, valued advice and professionalism. People are the strength of our profession. I'm keen to take advantage of the wide range of diversity and talent we have in the profession. I'm particularly keen to engage with younger members. They are our future. 55% of our members are under age 34, and we must listen to them. It's important that we do so. They have a greater understanding of the benefits that changes in technology can bring. They're more in tune with the online environment. They're more globally aware. And they bring a different thinking process to problem solving. We must harness their ideas, their energy, and their enthusiasm. Some of the particular things that I'm looking at doing are inviting some younger actuaries to group lunches where I can hear their views, supporting the first Young Actuaries Conference, which we're holding this year. I'll be encouraging senior actuaries to invite their staff to professional and industry events. And I have invited three young actuaries myself to the CPD tour, which David Morrison is running for us this year. As part of a diversity goal, I'll also be encouraging committee conveners to encourage younger members to participate. This not only provides additional support, it also helps build a talent pool for the future. In January 2010, associate members who met certain criteria were unable to call themselves actuaries. However, such members are not allowed to vote at council elections and cannot stand for council. We will be reviewing this in 2017. In my personal view, if we are serious about associate members being actuaries, then they should be able to vote and they should be able to stand for council. I recognise this may be controversial, but I'm committed to working with council and members to ensure that we achieve the right solution for the profession moving forward in the future. 33% of our members and 68% of student members speak an Asian language. These members also bring with them an understanding of how to operate in an Asian environment and the cultural differences that exist. Australia is encouraging business to engage more in the Asian region. I'm keen to celebrate and build on this strategic advantage that we have in the profession. I'm keen to hear from members in terms of any particular actions that they feel we could take in order to achieve this. It's important that the actuarial profession engages with global actuarial societies. There are many good reasons for this. Many of our members will seek to work overseas at some point in their career. Others work for multinationals and need to have a global perspective. We all need to understand the global markets. Regulators operate cooperatively at an international level, and it's important that we understand any potential changes that might occur in international standards. It's important that we understand what other actuarial societies are doing, sharing our expertise with them and learning from them. We're continuing to pursue our objective of servicing overseas members better. We are also undertaking a review of our international activities with the objective of improving accountability and governance, increasing our influence, and ensuring that we're using our limited resources most effectively. To position ourselves for the future, we've had a strong focus on pre-qualification education. The current education review is about ensuring we have a sustainable model. My objective for the year is that by the end of 2017, we will have a clear, practical implementation plan for qualification process, which will see us into the medium term. Maintaining standards and high quality is paramount, as well as supporting our students better. As the chair of the Institute's first CPD committee, I'm committed to lifelong learning. This forms a major plank of our strategic plan, and much of that will be delivered in 2017. I believe that we must collaborate more with other professions and industry bodies, respecting the skills and knowledge that they bring. I hope my passion for people will be evident during the year. One of the privileges of my work and role with the Institute has been meeting many talented people. I look forward to meeting many more of you this year, and particularly to hearing your views so that Council can best represent the views of all members. Supporting the interests of all members is vital, whilst maintaining a strategic focus. Council has many items on its agenda, and a fuller version of this message sets those out. These include member services, professionalism, including a review of the disciplinary scheme, regulation, working with APRA and industry on the role of the appointed actuary, education and CPD, and public policy, particularly in those areas where we have a particular interest. I look forward to meeting many more of you and hearing your views, and please also feedback anything to Council or HQ, as we will all be working together. Thank you.